that's Monday, and I'm getting ready to interview Dana Chandler.
Right. Yeah.
This is an interview with Alice Winchester in Danbury, Connecticut, and the date is September 17th, in 1993.
I guess so. There's a newspaper around here somewhere.
Okay. I thought maybe we could just start some of your earliest memories. What were your family background? You're from Connecticut. Your family is a Connecticut.
Not quite, no. Well, how far back do you want me to go?
Well, my ancestry, but also particularly things you people you remember.
Yes. I personally was born in Chicago, and my family were living in Winnetka at the time, and my father was a minister all of his professional life, and at that time he was the minister of the Congregational Church in Winnetka. It has a special name, but I can't think of it right now. Doesn't matter. But while I was still a little more than a baby, they moved to, he gave up that church and was offered the job of, it was more of an office job in the head office of the Congregational Church, which was in Boston. And he was secretary of something. I think it was a newly created job, and he was very pleased, and it was a considerable challenge to him. Because he worked out of an office in Boston and was in touch with all the whole Congregational Church scattered around the countryside, especially New England, of course, since that's where he was. And so the family at that time consisted of my mother and father and three older sisters and myself. And we moved to Concord, Mass. And that's where my earliest memories are from, I think. Though even, well, yes, I was only about two when we got there, so I don't remember Winnetka. But
and that's where you lived while your father held the administrative post in Boston.
In Concord. Mm-hmm. And we were there, well, let me see. I think my parents were very happy there, and Daddy enjoyed his new work very much. And I was the baby of the family, and I kind of enjoyed being treated as the, you know, a little special.
Was the family's routine different than that of your of other people because your father was a minister, or?
Well, I don't know. I was always very much aware that, yes, we were, I think mother more than he used to make it clear to us that we should set an example for our little milieus, which each one of us. And there were things, of course, we we're certainly taught the difference between good and bad and what was appropriate to do and what you must never do and that sort of thing, but that was just the way children were brought up at the time.
There wasn't much questioning.
No. And my memories of those Concord years are probably very largely from the rest of the family. What did I tell you? I think I was
about two when you got there.
About two when we got there, and we left there for New Haven. I think maybe